Let me say it again, like I have said many times before, that I am not a sports fan. Let me give you some clarification. It's not that I don't like sports. I do. Shh. Quiet. Listen. Sports don't mean anything because it's a game. Hey, the Tingala makes no judgments. If watching grown behind men and women run around in spandex floats your boat, then you do you, boo. The reason why I bring up the subject of sports right now is that in a few days, we will have Super Bowl 50. And the question that needs to be asked isn't who's going to win the Super Bowl, but why is white America afraid of a big black man? Meaning the one and only Mr. Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers. The reason why this game is so interesting is that this 6'5", 250-pound, smooth, good-looking black man is playing the Super Bowl against the legendary, the one and only, repeated Super Bowl appearing Mr. Peyton Manning. Oh, and I forgot to mention that Peyton Manning is white. Recently, conversations throughout the internet have popped up saying that Peyton Manning is the epitome of the quintessential journeyman athlete, a quarterback cerebral intellectual, and that it is a shame that he is making possibly his final Super Bowl appearance against Cam Newton, who the media is attempting to portray as a gigantic, lumbering, obnoxious, arrogant black man that has no true respect for the athleticism of football. How dare he use his own physical prowess to bum rush into the end zone, not even using other players as they're supposed to be. The white football world on Super Bowl 50 may be upset if this arrogant young African-American man actually wins the Super Bowl. And it's sad, America, that after this country unifying to elect the first African black president, Barack Obama, shouldn't it be easier to accept that possibly there is a black man who is an incredible athlete as a quarterback football player, but still has swagger and style, finesse, personality, and charisma? Doesn't that spice things up as well? And believe me, I do feel for Mr. Manning, who is older now. This may be possibly his last appearance in a Super Bowl. To paraphrase his nationwide commercial, oh my goodness, I'm so afraid. I'm gonna have to beat this big black man. Not only does Peyton Manning have the pressure on his shoulder of taking his team to victory in a Super Bowl, but also white America, you're putting on his shoulders the pressure of defending the entire white race. This has gotten ridiculous. Whoever wins the Super Bowl at Super Bowl 50, we should hope should be the better team and the better quarterback. This does not have to become some great operatic, borderlining Shakespearean production. The great noble Peyton Manning takes on the vicious, hideous beast of the Cam Newton. This makes me want to speak in my best stereotypical white Elizabethan Shakespeare voice as if I were Cam Newton. Why doseth America hateth me, the black man who throweth the most beautiful, impeccable spiral? America, let's take race out of it and simply enjoy it for what it is, a game which really doesn't mean anything. But personally, I think Cam's going to take it, and the only thing that Peyton Manning is going to be looking at is Cam Newton's dab. Look at my dab. Woo! 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 My name's Coley Tingala, and that's my take.